This is Julian Morrow with you on ABC Radio National. Thanks very much for tuning in to Sunday Extra. I mentioned earlier that the 1st of December is World AIDS Day. Then also coming up on the 3rd of December is the International Day of People with Disability. Now, as well as dealing with the direct effects of their condition, people who live with disabilities that may not be immediately apparent, things like brain injuries or autism, can often find themselves continually having to explain the effects of their disability. That's why the National Assistance Card was developed. It's a service owned by the Brain Injury Association of Tasmania, and they've been providing a similar card to Tasmanians living with brain injuries for over 20 years. The National Assistance Card is a community service, not an official identity card or legal document, but the federal government has provided funding for a project that aims to expand the Tasmanian service nationally. Murray Clare Cooper is the executive officer of the Brain Injury Association of Tasmania, which owns the National Assistance Card Service. And I'm very pleased to say she joins us on Sunday Extra now. Welcome and good morning.
Good morning, Julian. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, what does the National Assistance Card look like and what information's on it?
Look, it's basically the size of a license. The front of the card, it will have the person's name and a photograph of them and just a simple statement that says your understanding and assistance is appreciated. And often people will just show that side of the card, but on the back of the card, it has more information about the person's disability type and particularly how that might affect them and the kind of assistance they might need. So it might have things around memory difficulties, sensory overload or any sort of walking imbalances or things like that that they might have. And it also has the contact person, and it also, this is the bit that makes it really special, is it has a QR code which links to more information about the person where they can really give a lot more detail in how they can be supported.
Right, so it sounds like on the front it simply sort of identifies that it's the National Assistance Card and asks for sort of understanding, and then on the back it's much more personal and specific. The QR code is interesting as well. I gather that's been part of this expansion project. Tell us what the purpose of the QR code is and what you find if you scan it.
Look, every person's card is different, just like everybody's disability is different.
Right.
So the QR code goes through to a page where the person can really decide what information is important for them there. So we have cases where somebody might put things like, I'm an exceptionally proud person, so if you're reading this, something's really not okay, please read the information below and help me out. Other people might put more medical information. So if there's somebody who has seizures or epilepsy, they might include their epilepsy action plan or very detailed but practical information about what might assist them if they're in an emergency. So it might be, these are some strategies which help to calm me if I'm really distressed, or, you know, please don't touch me because it's exceptionally painful. Physical touch is exceptionally painful for me, so please don't touch me unless it's really critical. So it's very individual, and that's the beauty of the card, because everyone is different and the sort of support that they might need is very individual as well.
Could you tell us who's eligible for the National Assistance Card presently, and I suppose how many cardholders there are?
Yeah, absolutely. We have close to 1,600 cards out there in the community, and currently the card's available to autistic people and people with brain injury. When we talk about brain injury, people often think of traumatic brain injuries, you know, from a car accident or a fall, but it also includes non-traumatic causes like stroke, dementia, and a range of other health conditions that can affect the brain. So it is our ambition, though, that the card will be available to all disability types into the future.
We're speaking with Murray Clare Cooper, the Executive Officer of the Brain Injury Association of Tasmania, which operates the National Assistance Card Service. Could you give us a couple of examples, perhaps, of feedback you've heard from people who have the National Assistance Card, how they've used it and how it's helped them out?
Yeah, absolutely. So most people will keep their card in their wallet or wear it on a lanyard around the neck. Some will even wear it with their sunflower lanyard, which is the invisible disabilities lanyard. And they'll use that in just everyday situations. So maybe going into town, going shopping, getting on some public transport or going to a doctor's appointment. And then they can show the card if a situation arises. Other times they might use it in a crisis, and that's sort of a way of maybe de-escalating a situation or providing that really vital information. So we've had some really great examples of how people have used the card, but what we're hearing is people saying that just having the card gives them that confidence and that ability to know that if something does happen and they're not able to communicate for themselves, that they will get the support that they need. Mm. So really great to hear those, that story of increased confidence, but also hearing from family members and carers that they have a lot of peace of mind too, knowing that if their loved one goes out into the community, that they will get the support that they need.
Yeah, it's really interesting, obviously, to think about not just the benefits of using it, but the benefits of not using it, just having it around and the impact that that can have. Now, I'm mindful of your earlier comment about how, you know, obviously every person's situation is unique to them. But with that in mind, if a person shows a national assistance card to someone, could you give us any guidance on like what's a helpful response from the person it's shown to?
Absolutely. Look, the first thing is just to recognise and acknowledge the card and just, you know, use a normal voice, speak clearly, just ask them, how can I help? If they show you the back of the card where there's more information and the QR code, if they want you to scan the QR code, then scan it and, you know, really just follow the advice that's in that QR code section. And if it's needed, then call the person's contact person or emergency services and make sure if emergency services come that they're aware that the person has a national assistance card. But really, the information is there on the card and it usually is just very practical advice. It might be things like if the person has sensory overload, then ensure that they've got a quiet space where they can recover without, maybe flashing lights or sirens that might come with an emergency. And just ensuring that you're giving people time to take in any information that you're giving them and time for them to respond, especially if there is any communication difficulties.
And you mentioned, emergency services there. Is any of the information from the National Assistance Card Service available to emergency services providers other than if it's reported by a bystander or the person that they've seen the card?
No, currently we don't share directly information about card holders with emergency services. So it really is up to the first responder at that moment being shown the card or becoming aware of the card. And we have been doing a lot of work with emergency services around the country to raise that awareness. So that's a really big part of our current campaign is ensuring that emergency services know what the card is and know how to respond to people with disability.
And just finally, if people listening might be eligible for the National Assistance Card or want to find out more, how do you find out more information?
Go to our website. It's nationalassistancecard.com.au. There's a lot of information there for individuals if they want to apply for the card, but also if people want to learn more about it and how to respond. They can also call our phone number, which is 1300 680 045.
And Marie-Claire Cooper, thanks very much for joining us on Sunday Extra this morning.
Thank you so much.
And Marie-Claire is the Executive Officer of the Brain Injury Association of Tasmania, and we'll put a link to the National Assistant Card website on the Sunday Extra page as well.
Getting in touch with ABCRN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.